Oh boy, oh boy. Starting out rock hard.
With a rock hard sigh, baby.
Yeah. That one came from deep, deep within. A sigh from your thighs.
That is very true. Was that Woody singing?
That was Woody singing. That was my old roommate, Woody Harrelson, Brian Woodward. In his old punk band, and one of my other old roommates, Luke McFadden.
I heard that song. You played that song for? Yeah, I was going to say that was like that drummer's pretty good.
Yeah, I put it at the end of one of our, I think the horse face video.
How many views does that have?
Oh no, you know what? It wasn't. I think it was. I can't remember what it was at the end of one of the fucking dumb videos I've made.
Yeah, that horse one was top
notch. Hung like a horse, man.
Oh boy,
punniest thing on the internet.
That's what happens when you're sitting in an apartment. And you're just like, hey, we should make something, and then 2 seconds of thought goes into it, yeah. And then bam, you end up with a sketch,
bammo, and you have a horse Bing, mask. Bling, blah, and you're just trying to figure out what to do.
Man, how did we not take off on Vine, dude?
I don't know. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think we definitely should have.
Yeah, we should have, man. Too bad it's over now.
Now's the time to shine.
Yeah. What are these Vine stars doing now that they don't have Vine anymore?
They're all in commercials and shit now.
Yeah, they are.
I'm not a fan of any Vine star.
But, I mean, World Star.
It ruined the World Star Vine comps.
Yeah.
Now you got to watch the Instagram ones, and they don't know how to cut them short enough.
And they just pick the same video done by different people. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, what was the thing they were doing in the last one?
It was people nailing different objects into their, like, ears.
Nailing my lip to this 2x4.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to pierce my nipple with a fucking dart gun.
That's so 2000s, man.
2000 late, you know what I'm saying?
2000 lame.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Hot dogging it, man.
Hot dogging. It's good to be back. Good to be back on air.
Is it?
On air. Yeah. I'm floating. I feel like I'm floating on air, you know?
Oh, why? Are you in La La Land now, you fucking chode?
Hey. Gotcha.
That was rude.
Start burning me
wow,
so
that was
early.
Rude,
yeah,
man.
Come on,
I'm sorry,
man.
I'm sorry. Hope those sound effects so I don't call you names.
Oh, yeah, we got to pull those up so that we can get annoyed with them pretty fucking quick.
Yeah. Yeah. We could have picked something else, but all right.
All right, I got you.
Fucking asshole. Yeah. I don't know, man. What were we talking about? Vine stars?
Oh, yeah. I don't really care.
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. You want to just get started?
Sure. We only rambled for 3 minutes. I feel like we got to ramble a little longer.
A little longer?
Yeah.
Talk about some stuff that we've been up to?
Ramble more, yeah. Should I tell them about my ongoing saga with the guy from the Real World?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes.
So, is it Mark Long? I looked it up and I forgot.
I don't remember his name. It was Real World though, not Road Rules, right?
Yes. And
shut up.
Yeah, it's Real World, but he's on like the challenge with all those other ones, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm pretty sure it's Mark Long. I don't know. I'll have to double check, but he works for a company. I'm not sure which one that works in
beef.
Those.
He's a real beef.
Oh my
beef
god,
cake.
Dude! He's like 6'4", man. He's fucking old, but he's jacked. He's still jacked. Still got the product in the hair, tan, wearing clothes that don't fit, but, you know, he looks good, and he, we work in the same building.
How does he smell?
I haven't gotten that close yet. Yeah, I know, I'm sorry, I'm trying to become friends with this guy, and I've seen him probably 5 or 6 times on the elevator.
Okay.
And so, like,
you can't smell him on the elevator? Is there too many?
Well, usually
smell the elevator.
Yeah. 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 Go, hey, Mark,
welcome
you're on
to the smell elevator.
Yeah. I should try
it's
that.
Me.
My bad.
Smell.
Then he just kicks the shit out of me.
Yeah, he definitely
dude,
would.
He fucking, oh my god, he's so fucking jacked.
Yeah,
fucking
I mean,
crazy.
The only thing he gets paid for anymore is those challenges where they have to do insane bullshit.
He's got to be in good shape because he's fucking old.
I'm going to make that on one of the challenges next.
What,
stay in the smell elevator with Stoddard for a full 3 minutes.
With me, it's your idea.
No, I'm just welcome to the smell elevator.
No, I can't smell because my nose is fucking stuffed.
That's true. I'll do the smelling for you.
I will. Okay, yeah.
You gotta be there.
Yeah.
What is it like? And I'm like, oddly, just like, it's like Play-Doh.
Mm.
He smells like Play-Doh.
He smells like Play-Doh, and I can't think of that the name of the stuff.
Anal beads.
No. Oh. Peroxide, when you got a cut. He smells like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know why.
I guess so. Because I'm ripped.
But anyways, he's in the elevator, and that's the only time I've seen him so far, is the elevator. So, and I want to talk to him, so I just try to ask him the dumbest questions.
Penis! Two penises!
Yeah. But it's like in the context of an elevator, so I always just ask him which direction the elevator's going.
Oh, that's clever.
Sure.
Oh my God, I just thought of it so different. I thought like you were already on it and it was moving and you're like,
no.
Hey, which way are we moving right now?
I should do that. Yeah. No, because usually it's, the door will open and he's on it already. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, bud? Which way is this going?
Which way are we headed?
Yeah, just okay. So he can like talk to me, because I want him to like know
me.
Does
he just point though? And
no, he's just like, it's going up, bro.
Oh, there you go. Bro, yeah. He bros you.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, oh, he's obviously a bro guy, man. But we're going to be friends soon, and I'm going to invite him over, and I'm going to ask you to leave.
Good luck making me leave. I'm just going to
dress
up like one of the mannequins.
He will make you.
No, he won't. He'll respect the shit out of me right away, because he'll walk in the door, and I'll be like, welcome to the Smell-O-Vator.
That's true.
You know?
God, then we're not going to be friends anymore, and it's all your fault.
We're all going to be friends. That's the cool thing.
No, probably not. We'll
invite Frankie over.
Oh, what's that boy Frankie up to?
That boy Frankie, what'd he do?
Oh, that's a bit for another
later,
time.
Yeah, later days.
Yeah, anyways, that's all. So me and Mark Long, we're going to be BFFs pretty soon. Probably, take a picture of us arm wrestling.
Slapping butts.
Yeah, slapping tits.
Sweet. I'm psyched
slapping
for you, man.
Tits.
I'm psyched for me. I want to see it. I got to have him sign that rubber fist I got.
Yeah, there you go.
Only. We should get all those mini basketballs signed by different weird celebrities.
That's a good idea, dude.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Who's this side by? Mark Strong actually would be crazy if we got his signature. Strong? He's an actor. He's a British actor.
What's he been in,
Shit.
Calling you out.
I think he was in Stardust. He was in, Kick-Ass, I think.
Nope, not buying it.
Oh, all right.
I don't care.
It's fair enough. It's fair enough.
I believe you did.
I didn't list enough. I don't. Oh, he's in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Oh, I like that movie. Yeah. I think. I don't know. It was kind
of. There's a lot of people in that, though, too. So it's hard
confusing.
To pick out which British person it is.
Yeah.
But. All right. Yeah. Well, that's a good intro. You want to get on to some Wouldn't Fuck Me's here, bud?
No.
Why not?
Okay.
Yeah. You got one locked and loaded?
I got two locked and choded, and they're both dumb. And I hate being alive.
It's two chodes for this podcast already.
Two chodes.
You dropped chode twice already.
I got two chodes. One for the bitches and one for the hoes.
Is that a thing?
No, there's a song like Two Phones.
Oh, okay.
I think it's actually one for the plug, one for the... I don't know. It's something about drugs and then, you know, women.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's pretty different from most rap songs. Do I got to do this?
Do you?
Okay. Did I do that? So, anyways.
Did I do that?
Okay. So, this first one, fuck me, is Coach Taylor from the TV show Friday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm.
I brought it up before.
Hey.
It's a great show. I love that show.
Yeah, I like it.
A lot of attractive human beings on that show. My top two are Tim Riggins and Coach Taylor.
Yeah, I think this is a multiple time you said it on the cast, and I'm psyched about it.
Yeah, well, this time, Coach Taylor wouldn't fuck me. Not even when I was QB number one.
Okay.
It was dumb.
Did she fuck any of the kids in that? I don't think so, right?
No, Coach Taylor's the dude. The coach. Not Mrs. Taylor. Dude, not Coach's wife. Oh, no.
Now it's even different.
No, she...
Well, but did he?
She's number three, obviously. They just,
yeah, she's number three?
Yeah. Tim Riggins, Coach's wife.
I'm an idiot.
Probably Becky, and then some other ones.
Which one was Becky?
Curly hair girl. She was a waitress. She started dating Luke Cafferty.
Yeah, and okay.
Oh.
I remember.
I probably shouldn't tell this, but whatever. No, it's not.
You dropping spoilers and shit?
No, I... It's not that bad. It's actually not that bad. So I had watched that show when it aired, but they kept changing. Like, it was on, and then like it never got good ratings because it was on at like it was on Fridays at like 9.
Yeah,
but then they kept
the night lights.
Yeah, but they kept fucking with the time slot. So I was watching it, and then like I just missed the whole season because I couldn't I couldn't find out when it was on, and then so I jumped back in a season late, and then during the season that I missed, Coach and his wife had another baby.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But I thought Matt Saracen and Coach's daughter.
It was their kid?
Yes. Okay. Because the baby, to me, looked like she was premature and like not completely there because she had a huge forehead and terrible bangs. So I was like, they had syndrome. A baby that was premature and like this is like a fucking like...
This is what the season's going to be
about. Yeah, yeah. I was like,
see if the baby dies.
Yeah, don't have a kid too young, guys.
And, there you go. Then, after school special. And
yeah, but like... I had like watched that whole season just assuming that, and it wasn't. And then I rewatched the show, and I was like, "Oh no, baby's fine."
You're like, "Wow, they never take care of their own baby."
Yeah,
I was like, this whole show.
Yeah, I was like, "Jesus, I'm fucking
Coach
dumb.
Is real hands on with other people's kids."
Yeah, but doesn't like Gracie. I'm fucking stupid. That was a dumb thing that I thought one time.
Man, I don't remember things from shows as well as you do.
Yeah, I because I hate my normal life, and I like getting lost. In.
I wanna kiss you all over and over and again.
That was you to Coach.
Oh yeah, yeah, obviously, yeah.
All right, my wouldn't fuck me is
Texas Forever.
My wouldn't fuck me is Miss Emma Stone. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I hit her with a rock.
I will suck your fucking dick.
Do you get it?
I will let you fuck me.
Because
her last name's Stone. Yeah. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if she was Emma Stoned. If she was,
oh, that's pretty good.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that better than The Rock.
She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if you're a wizard, Harry. Okay, that one was dumb.
I didn't get that one.
That was from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Where he says, you're a wizard, Harry.
But she's not in Harry Potter.
Oh, no, but it'd be if I was a wizard. Yeah, she is. Oh, my God. No, she isn't.
No, she's
I mixed it. I mixed it with the other Emma.
Emma.
Watson.
Watson, yeah. I was like, come on, man.
All right, well, I'll save that one for later.
You should have.
Oh, man. I was thinking about sound like a real idiot.
I was trying to punch up your Emma Rock joke.
Yeah, do it.
But I was just going to. The only other thing I could think of was paper or scissors. So like, but that's even more of a stretch.
That wouldn't be hard. That'd be a stretch, yeah. Like, for Stone, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine weren't really that clever in any sense.
I liked them, man. It was fine.
All right. Well,
Birdman. She was in Birdman. That was a good ass movie.
That's true. That was a good movie.
Yeah. Well, I want to watch that again.
Yeah, I haven't watched that flick in a while.
Anyway.
All right. Well, I'll save the other one then for Emma Watson.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll come back to that.
How'd you confuse those two?
Because their first name is the same. I'm a fucking idiot. They're both pretty.
Yeah. They don't. One's got.
Like I am such an idiot. Hair? Well, because I made Stone references for all the whole rest of the shit, so I'm just a fucking idiot.
You ever see Easy A?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I think I like half watched it, but I liked it.
I liked it. My turn?
It's your turn, bud.
Ugh. All right. This next one is a shockingly a suicide girl.
Shocking!
Your moon baby, are you familiar?
No.
She's pretty cute.
That's a rarity.
Yeah.
That you and I don't follow the same suicide girl.
Yeah.
She got short hair?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's usually I know.
The difference maker.
Yeah, no, this one, nope, regular hair. But your moon baby wouldn't fuck me not even if I landed on the moon in 1969.
And you 1969'd her?
Yeah. And we made a landing that was a pooner.
Oh.
Isn't that the dumbest thing you've ever heard in your life?
No, I like how it all came together.
Well, you stole one punch.
One small cock for Stoddard.
Wow.
One giant leap for wooden
one
punches.
Giant cum shot.
Wow. I wasn't expecting to take a shower today.
Sorry. Thanks for selling me short on my fucking.
Hey, you did yourself dirty first. All right. Sure. Well, next.
What? Huh? All right, I
don't know. I just bet you opened the floodgates.
Oh yeah, sure. God, don't tell your friends your secrets.
No. Okay. My last wouldn't fuck me is also a suicide girl. Shocking. Her name is Oceana_P, and she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I owned a boat. Oh, you went with the quick one, huh?
Can do!
You're just gonna do that after every...
Ooh, he's trying!
That one worked better, I guess.
Lick my balls!
All right.
Yeah! Say that all the time!
Say it all the time! Oceana P, yeah.
She is so cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
Very cute face.
I'm gonna put this pen down.
Yeah, I'll take it from you. Fuck. All right, so what do you think?
30 seconds of?
Take a quick break here with the 30 seconds of...
The Tyler Perry.
You want to do that? 80 seconds?
Yeah, let's do the 80
seconds. 80 seconds of...
Tyler Perry's Madea's Christmas AIDS.
Surprise! Who are you?
I'm Connor.
Mama, Daddy.
Well, Miss Madea, looks like we're going to be spending Christmas dinner together this year. Did you hear the one about the two rabbis and the black dude?
Did you hear the one about the straight bullet that killed the redneck for telling the story about the two rabbis and the black dude?
This holiday season.
Lacey, you do not have a Christmas tree?
Just leave this child alone. She living her life. She happy out here in the farm playing old McDonald's.
When help is needed.
God, these nipples so tough, you need a mammogram. You got to pull them things. You got to pull them hard. Pull them.
You all right?
I done fell in bull.
When children need a little guidance.
The Bible say that when little baby Jesus was born, he was born to the Virgin Mary, J. Blige.
And when everyone could use some wisdom.
Good morning, Miss Mandela.
Not Mandela, honey. Madea.
What are they doing here anyway?
Hush up, dragon lady.
Madea's got the gift.
This is Christmas. You got to be nice to people. Pass it on, niceness. I ain't taking my medicine this morning.
What medicine?
5 milligrams of don't choke that hoe. Merry Christmas.
Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Not you. Look how you jumped on. I'm talking to you. Go see A Madea Christmas. You're going to enjoy yourself.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Just one more time.
5 milligrams of surprise, don't choke that hoe.
Yeah.
Wow. Heard the one about the black dude who did. Was that trailer?
That was in there.
Okay.
Was it Larry the Cable Guy saying that?
Oh yeah. Two fucking comedy icons.
Oh my gosh. Both cross dressers.
Larry the Cable Guy?
The Cable Guy is a girl in real life. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah?
Wait.
Real lady, man. You believe me?
Get her done, yeah.
Get her done.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tyler Perry. Because of the trailer.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh.
I get it, see?
Okay.
I think it's hilarious.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Man, you ever been curling?
What?
You ever been curling?
Curling? No.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Is it?
It's so much fun.
Are you fucking with me right now?
I only been once, but it was like probably the second greatest day of my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the first? I think that's what you meant.
Yeah.
That was the best day of your life.
Yeah.
Right there. It's that moment.
Yeah. No, I was going to say Dare graduation.
Dare graduation?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You still got a t-shirt?
No.
Plaque.
Black?
Placards.
Plaque.
Do you have a plaque?
No, fuck
Dare
no.
Plaque?
No, I had a shirt, though.
Did you get a class ring?
No.
You didn't get a class ring? Not for
maybe.
Dare, I just mean in general.
No, I
you
might
gotta,
have.
I know you
probably.
Got a class ring.
I don't fucking
you definitely
wear
got
it,
a
though.
Class ring.
Oh, what does that mean? Just because my grandma's a jeweler? Is that what it means? Yeah. Huh? Is that what you mean?
I didn't know your grandma was a jeweler.
Yeah, one of them is. Yeah, and I do remember now
she
going
for
down.
Justin's.
Yeah. Yeah. She really does.
Does she really?
Yeah. And yeah, now I do go. I do remember going down and getting fitted for a class ring.
Fit for that rig?
Yeah, because I got fat, fucking swollen knuckles.
You had hockey on it. You had plenty to put on there. What'd you pick?
I don't remember that part. I just remember being pissed that I had to go fucking get a stupid goddamn ring put on my finger and then talk to my grandma.
Did your mom have it saved somewhere then, probably?
Yeah, it's probably in my dresser. Mm. My top drawer, dresser drawer.
Was that where all your secret jewels are?
No, that was like where a lot of, you know, love notes from high school were.
Oh, yeah. So you kept the ring in there because you never gave it to anybody?
No. Why would I do that?
I thought it was
that
like a term of endearment or something.
Oh, I don't
Not
know.
Not a term, but a thing to do. Yeah, I don't know.
Much ado about...
It's like singing a song for a girl, you know, when you... when you're, like, super into them, you just find a song that really works.
No, I can't sing.
I don't know. Sometimes you just get a love song stuck in your head, you know?
Not really.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
All right. I
was legitimately just trying to transition as smoothly.
Yeah, just speaking of...
into the next bit.
Do it!
Oh, fuck. God damn it. Push one.
So our next bit is... Our next bit is going to be, what's that song called?
Yeah, what's that song called?
Yeah.
Already a favorite of ours.
Instant classic, yeah.
We don't know if you guys like it yet, but we love it.
I like it.
We love it. We want some more cum buckets.
I don't know if I've ever heard of that.
Oh, I don't know what that one is either.
We'll come back to that one.
Okay.
It sounds familiar, but
Stay tuned.
I don't know. We'll try that one out some other time.
Let's hear it. Am I up first?
Yeah.
Shit. Am I really?
Yeah, it's you, man.
That's why
I was trying to lead you in.
My bad, dog. All right. Yeah, so this is a song, actually my buddy Mitch Thalen. You met Mitch Thalen. He's a fucking sack of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've met Mitch.
He spent too many nights at our apartment.
But I don't know.
Yeah,
if that's
Mitch
fair.
I love Mitch. He's a great guy. I love just fucking poking at him. I love teasing Mitch. He's great. He's great. He's a great friend. But he was telling me a story about how he would just ride around in their truck with his dad and his uncle. And his dad and his uncle would sing songs like incorrectly all day long. And this is one of the songs that he mentioned. And it's just been stuck in my head, but I can't think of, you know, what it's called. So if you can help me out, it's a classic. It's a classic. It's a Hello, I love you. Won't you sit on my face? Hello, I love you. Won't you sit on my face?
Oh,
the Doors,
dude,
are fucking.
You have it already. You just said it's the Doors.
Yeah, but
Hello, I love you by the Doors.
Oh yeah,
they left off the and then in parentheses it's
sit on my face.
Won't you sit on
my
face?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. The record label wasn't really having it at first.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Hello, I Love You.
Yeah, I fucked up that bit. My bad, dude.
That's all right.
It's all right. We'll get the next one.
I've had this song stuck in my head that I just cannot remember the title for.
Yeah?
The Life of Me.
Oh. Okay.
But it's like... Damn, it's a Datsun, like 7 inches deep inside my son. Give me your farts in a bag, or else forget about it. Ooh. Is that sound familiar?
You know what? That sounds so familiar.
Give me your farts in a bag, or else forget about it.
Yes. You know what?
Like 7 inches deep inside my son.
Mm-hmm. I can just hear Carlos Santana.
Is that what that is?
Fucking strumming along to that goddamn song.
Strumming?
Yeah, him and Rob Thomas.
Rob Thomas plays the guitar in that song.
No, Carlos Santana does.
Santana sings in that song.
No, it's the other way around.
Are you fucking kidding?
Santana,
are you messing with me right now?
Santana does not sing.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He's got like the smoothest white guy voice I've ever heard.
Rob Thomas is white.
Santana was in Matchbox 20.
No, he's not. Will you fuck off and die already?
Yeah.
Matt, you know, personally,
why are you so bad at the soundboard? You got these
on. Fat
because they're so fucking sausage far away. Triggers. I know. I hate you so much right now. Will you fucking die,
Mama
of
says that alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth, but no.
So wait, what was the name of that song?
I forgot. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Some help you are.
It's called "Smooth Butt Fucking Your Son."
Oh. Yeah, that does ring a bell.
I hate you.
Thanks so much. Thanks for helping me figure that out.
It's "Smooth" by Carlos Santana and on the ones and twos.
The ones and twos.
Yep, he's a DJ now.
Oh wow!
Because who cares?
Who cares about
the integrity? Matchbox 20?
How was he on the ones and twos back then? If he's just now a DJ,
he's been a DJ in my heart all day long. Ugh. I hate that I kind of believed you for a
second.
Yeah, I know.
I could see it in your eyes. It was pretty good. I was pretty psyched about it.
I'm fucking the dumbest motherfucker alive. All right.
Did you have any other songs that were stuck in your
head? Yeah, I got a couple.
Excuse me.
I've already peaked twice in this episode by fucking laughing into it. All right. Let me get my shit together. All right. Yeah. Another. A lot of classic rock songs, not gonna lie, just been fucking stuck in my head from Mitch Marvin Thalen fucking...
Is that his middle name?
Yeah.
Marvin.
I know everyone's middle name. Yeah. This motherfucker, he's got this goddamn song stuck in my head.
You know me, Casey knows everyone's middle name and starter.
Yes.
That's what's on my business card.
Uh-huh. My business card says you're in luck. I'd know two things. It's your middle name and how you like to fuck. That was dumb. Let's just cut this fucking
Marvin and how does he like to fuck?
He likes reverse cowgirl.
Reverse doggy style.
Reverse doggy style. Yeah, it's called Requiem for a Dream. That's the reverse doggy style. That's the double doggy style, actually.
What would reverse doggy style be?
I don't know. I think you're just both in separate rooms.
Just hanging out, playing video games?
Like, yeah. I don't know, man.
This is weird. Yeah, reverse doggy style is just being a human being.
Or she's fucking you, pegging you.
I was trying to think of... Oh, I guess it might just be like... I guess reverse she's doggy just, style would be her eating your ass.
Or she's just grinding her clit on the small of your back.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Sure.
We'll figure it out. We'll come back to you guys on that.
Be great if you got a dinosaur spine. You know what I'm saying? I was fucking this stegosaurus the other day.
Ooh, them ridges. Right. Ridged for my pleasure.
So back to this great song. Yeah, I can't figure out what it is, but it goes something like it's a excuse me while I piss on your thighs.
Hmm. Okay, well, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah?
Uh-oh.
You know what it is?
I'm pretty sure those aren't the lyrics. I'm pretty sure I know what song you're talking about. Oh. I don't know. I hate being that guy.
No. Correct me, please.
Okay, but I'm pretty sure it's...
I would like to be corrected.
But I'm pretty sure it's... pubes on a younger guy.
Hmm. Are you sure?
I'm almost positive. I'm like 36% positive.
You know, I can like kind of see it, but like... I think it might be, excuse me while I fist the sky.
Huh. No? Okay, now that does, no? I don't know, that does sound familiar-ish, uh-huh. But I actually think it might have stirred up what it actually is. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure it's, Barry Sanders is my dad.
I'm pretty sure
those are the lyrics, though. I'm gonna be, I mean, I now I'm like, you. Now I'm like 69% positive.
Well, you know, you know what? I think I want to agree with that. I think we should end that. That's a good ending place, but I also have like two other ones.
Good, just go for it.
But that was the obvious ending, right? You fucking asshole.
I didn't think of any more. I could probably think of some more.
Because Barry actually made sense. The rest. I don't know why. This whole episode I've just been gullible and like, no, just trust Jacob for once. It's going to turn out well.
You know what, though? I do you dirty in a sense because I'm a fairly trustworthy guy.
No, it's okay. I'm just stupid, man. Let's just end it there because my other one was, excuse me while I diss this pie, and he just goes and writes a really negative Yelp review. But
Barry Sanders does?
Yeah, Barry Sanders.
We're on Yelp sometime later. And it's just flipping through fucking reviews. Oh my god, this guy's name is Barry Sanders for reals. R-E-L-Z. R-E-A-L-Z. No, just, yeah. And it, you know, place yep. was dece.
Yeah.
Pie was whack.
Heard that, dog.
Place dece, pie whack. I'm not a huge fan of onion rings.
Oh my god, I'm so fucking pissed I can't find that goddamn Yelp review. Okay, so I found a Yelp review. Some motherfucker had the audacity. He's like, I got the onion rings. I'm not a big fan of onion rings.
Let me start off by saying, right after I told you I got the onion rings, that I'm not a huge fan of onion rings.
In general. So I got something that I knew I wasn't going to like, and I didn't like it, so 0 stars for this establishment. Fuck you fucking chode. Seriously.
Listen,
I hate that guy.
I'm allergic to shellfish. But let me tell you what I thought of Red Lobster just real quick.
God, it's so terrible.
It's so funny. Terrible human being.
Yeah, I gotta find that Yelp review, man.
You know what? I think it just came to me, though. I think it's Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix.
Okay. You know, I was thinking about one of my favorite TV shows, but like I couldn't, like, I can't think of the name of the show, but like I know the theme. So if I sing the theme, will you remember it?
I'm great at themes.
Okay, it's like... Dun, 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 dun. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody is Kevin James. Everybody is Kevin James. You know? Do you know the song? Do you know the show?
I'm pretty sure I know the show.
Yeah.
It's Everybody Loves Raymond.
No.
Oh. All right. One more time. I swear I'm close.
Actually, you know what? I think I fucked up. I don't even think this is a show. I think it's just a song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to guess Sesame Street.
No, I think the song is Where Everybody... Is it Cheers?
I think it's Cheers.
Okay. Cheers.
What was I thinking of? I thought Sesame Street had a...
I was like severely doubting myself.
We
I was
clearly
like,
do our research with
yeah.
everything.
No, I thought of that on my car ride home. And yeah, I was like, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no clue how the rest of the song goes.
Something. Yeah, I don't know.
Taking a walk downtown, looking.
No, that's not. Yeah, no.
Feel the Dwayne on your skin. Only Dwayne can feel it for you.
Sometimes you do want to go where everyone is Kevin James. I think that's pleasant.
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
I wonder if it'd get old. I don't know. If he did all of his physical stuff.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Paul Blart Mall Cop. No joke, there's a scene in it where he's doing karaoke and he just yells, I believe in miracles, and then smashes through this plate glass window. Very funny.
Okay.
If you get a chance to check out Paul Blart, it's like 10 minutes in.
Two.
Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Yeah.
I couldn't get more than 10 minutes into that.
Flubber. All right. 30 seconds of.
All right. Let's, move on now and do 30 seconds. 30 seconds of.
Fuck.
Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
This is crack. Rock cocaine. It isn't glamorous or cool or kid stuff. It's the most addictive kind of cocaine, and it can kill you. What's really bad is nobody knows how much it takes. So every time you use it, you risk dying. It isn't worth it. Look, everybody wants to be cool. But doing it with crack isn't just wrong. It could be dead wrong.
Serious stuff. Serious, serious stuff we're talking about.
Yep.
Word of the day. You said the word of the day.
The tequila dance.
Yeah, that's so good, the wiener butt point. I used to do that as a kid out in the playground.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone did.
No,
yeah.
No one was a fan of it.
Tell them Large Marge.
Queefed?
No. That's what she said.
Yeah, but then she says sent you afterwards. That's,
no, yeah, I know. You're right. I'm sorry. Tell them Large Marge sent you.
You bitch.
Oh, this podcast. Spider,
you bitch.
Yeah, I know. All right. Will you start this one off? I'm sick of starting everything off.
Okay. So. All right. We're going to move on and do a couple of Notepad rejects. I know we've had you guys' ear for a while now, so we're just going to make these a couple of quick ones. And
penis! Two penises!
That's how we're starting off.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
You know it.
Okay. I tried to. This is such a dumb idea. Okay, so it just says odorizer sprays. Is that what you call them?
Deodorant sprays?
Deodorizers, like room smell sprays.
Oh, yeah, sure. For like Febreze and shit?
Yeah, yeah. That you call them odorizer sprays, right? It sounds weird like that, though.
Yeah.
Whatever. You guys. Okay, so like the aerosol room. Fucking. Yeah, clearly this is a great bit. Odorizer sprays always sound like they're trying to shush away the smell or tell me a secret. And that's it. Because when you spray it, it goes, shh.
I like that. Hey, you get the... I'm going to shame you. We're in a library, you stinky fart.
Yeah, if you fart... Yeah, yeah, it's just shushing.
You're wrong, brother. You're wrong. You're wrong, brother. Stay black.
Yeah,
it's good wrong.
Yeah, no, I hear you, dog. It's good.
I don't know. I think it's funny.
I liked it. It made me laugh.
Like the idea of trying to shush away a stink.
Yeah, because they don't go easily, man.
If you fart in front of somebody and they ask you if you did it, you can just shh. And maybe it'll be like they've heard it and good smells come afterwards. And so they're trained to just, the smell goes away.
Yeah.
You know, it's more of an experiment than a bit, I think, but... If you guys want to try it out and tell us how it goes, I'd appreciate it. I would definitely appreciate it. There's a lot going on.
I was waiting. Dude, somebody was fucking kept playing that goddamn Britney Spears Toxic song last night.
Oh, you mean, was that me before I went to bed?
No, like legit, like 20 times I kept hearing the... Just that part, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm trying to watch Crashing and hate it.
Hey, man.
Please. Stop.
It's my ham jam jerk off remix.
Yeah. Ugh. Fucking ruining my goddamn life. I don't know, man. You did a fart joke?
Not really. It was just like a smells and shushing.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, I'll do this one. I don't know.
You old fat bitch!
So... Yeah, this is. I don't even think this makes sense. So we can just make fun of how it doesn't make sense.
That's perfect.
Okay, when something is easy, people say it's a cakewalk. Do you think when a fart fetish model gets an easy fart assignment, she says it's a cake fart?
Wait, say it again for me one more time. One more time. I got to hear it all the way through. I was gonna get ready to push a sound effect instead of listening.
Wow, thank you.
Sorry.
Made me feel really welcome and important.
You're going to be a star.
What was that?
It's Bowfinger.
Oh.
Keep going. I'm sorry.
I don't want to say it over. People can just rewind it.
No, I need to hear it.
When something is easy, people say it's a cakewalk. Do you think when a fart fetish model gets an easy assignment, she says it's a cake fart?
Okay, I got it. this one's going to be a real cake fart walk. Mm-hmm.
Let's do some cake farts. Isn't that what she says?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. From the one cake fart video that I've seen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah.
I haven't seen more than
more?
One.
Oh.
There's got to be more.
There's only one in my heart, man.
Well, yeah, there's definitely only one in my heart.
Yeah.
My cake heart fart.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got another one, dog?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely have another one. But let's...
Whoa, big cans on this queefer.
Okay, here's the thing. I love that line so much. It's so but good. It's also very funny to me to play an actual Howard Stern clip on your podcast.
Dude, that clip is like, the best thing, though.
It's so funny,
it's
though.
It's a two-minute
Whoa,
fucking
big
roller
cans
coaster.
On this queefer.
They call me Queen La Queefa.
Oh, wow, I'm a fucking child.
Oh, is Elvis back?
Man, I think I did this one before, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, man, these are all so bad. Okay, this one just says, this isn't even really a bit. I think it's just something.
Let's hear it.
It just says, a scene from a movie where they lift up their shirt and you see a gun, but instead it's just the upside down tip of their dick.
I like that.
From a Texas like belt buckle.
Oh, I thought the Texas belt buckle was their nuts.
What?
Yeah, I thought it was just the nuts.
Oh my god, that's dangerous.
Yeah, that's what people did around my school. It was just the.
Your why would you do your nuts?
I don't know, because they didn't want to show you their dick.
So you put they try to drag their nuts up
and they,
over.
Yeah,
their
and
dick
they put
head?
Their nuts on their fucking in their waistband.
Wow, I never heard that before.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I just went to a backwards school where everyone had sweet nuts and no dick.
I don't know if I would call those sweet nuts if they reach past your fucking boner.
Well, what would you call them?
Long Johnson.
Sure.
Okay. Well, no, it wouldn't be Johnson. I guess it'd be.
I'm into it. You
Johnson
know?
Bag. I don't know. Johnsonville Brats.
Bean bag.
Bean bag.
Bean buck. Bean bong.
But
bean
seriously, bong,
bing
though.
Bing bong.
I legit. I legit think that's a fucking hilarious.
No, I like
thing
it.
To,
yeah. That's what you had to do when you.
If. Like you walk in, or you're it'd be even worse if you were like your daughter was going on a date with a kid for the first time, and you know the dad's always trying to like intimidate him. So yeah. She goes upstairs because she's got to finish her eyebrows or whatever the fuck, and so you just get the kid sitting down on the couch and you just walk up knee up on the couch leg, you know, no you just go stand straight. But then you start to mess with the front of your shirt, and he's like, oh, fuck, this guy's got a gun. And then you just lift it up, and it's just an inch of your dickhead. You just poke it out. And it's the underside, too, so it looks even weirder because people aren't used to seeing the underside of the dick as much.
Yeah, man, I hear you.
I'm just trying to make sure everyone gets a really good picture of my favorite thing. I thought, I don't know
like
why,
looking at
you just lifted your shirt up, and
yeah,
I was really worried I was going to look down and see your dick, which would also mean that you just had a boner right now, which would also be very funny to me.
Wouldn't be surprising.
God, I'm a fucking child.
No, I've always wanted to, like, you know, like, when you're like a kid and like there's a kid at the urinal who like when he was at the urinal
bare ass piss.
Oh yeah. I want to like do the opposite where like I want to know what the least amount of my penis I can take out of my pants to piss.
And you take your shirt off though. You take your shirt off and that'd shave your head.
Why would I do that? No, I was just talking about getting, like just getting the fucking meatus out there so you don't have to fucking. That's your pee hole.
Careful of that zipper. Meatus is what it's called?
Yeah. Learned that from a TV show. It might
urethra
be.
Urethra is the inside?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like just the fucking like, you know, it's like.
Well, it'd be like if you had a broken zipper or if you had a button fly.
Oh, yeah.
You could probably make it work like that. But I know I've tried to pee in like Gatorade bottles before.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous game.
Oh, yeah. I know. I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, that was a dumb idea I had. So let's just cut that.
All right.
You want an actual joke or just something that I scribbled down?
I don't know. Do you want to do another one or do you want to close out?
Let's do one more than close out.
All right.
I don't know. I just wrote down the other day trying to 69 when you're in the human centipede.
Just two human centipedes?
Just the human centipede itself trying to like 69. You know? Because it's like three people and like.
So it'd just be like completing the. It'd be like completing
just
a circle in a sense.
Then just like, you know, circle jerk.
What's right? That snake called that eats its own tail?
My wife?
My wife.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I think that's a metaphor.
It's got an actual name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's an actual
name. I'm glad that I'm... Let me talk about it some more, though, without knowing what the fuck it's called.
I don't know anything. I'll just...
That'd be the greatest thing in the world.
Talking about my... Yeah, so, like, you know, you're the human centipede, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to...
69. Ouroboros. Ouroboros is what it's called. Okay. That is the snake that eats its own tail.
That's cool.
Okay, yeah, 69, I'm sorry.
No, that's it, that's it.
But that's what I thought of. It's like the Ouroboros.
Let me end on an actual joke, how about that?
It's those lights in the Great North.
Ouroboros. Yeah,
Ouroboros. No, I don't know. I'm an idiot. Keep going. Please say something else.
Okay. I was on board, but I just didn't know where you're going, man. Isn't this
the Borealis, something Borealis?
Yeah. I don't know, I can't think of it.
Borealis.
Ouroboros. A thing, but it's separate from.
Okay, we don't need to. Borealis. We don't need to do this anymore.
Okay, Tora means attack or something like that in Japanese, right? No, Bora Bora. That's what it is. That movie. It's Bora Bora. Man, we just got two fucking idiots.
Bora Bora is a place. Yeah, say something so that
we just got two idiots like trying to sound smart right now.
Not at all. Neither one of us are trying to sound.
Yeah, I know.
Smart
we're like,
at all.
Oh, it like, kind of sounds like a thing that I read.
I think it sounds kind of like.
I read the flap on the inside of my Apple Jacks, and it had a fun fact on it, and it said Bora Bora.
Bora Bora.
And then I just forgot.
I don't even want to guess.
Stupid.
Bora Bora is a place, isn't it?
I think it, yeah. Yeah, but, yeah. Mm. God damn it.
We need to stop talking.
Yeah, okay, I'm just going to tell this actual joke that I
and
told.
Then, yeah, and then we're going
to
close out.
Yeah, I told this joke a couple times, and I just don't think it worked, but it's funny to me because it's based on a true story.
Okay.
But it's a friend of mine... had a dog that was hit by a car and killed on Christmas Day. He got another dog, and the next year, that dog, too, was hit by a car and killed on Christmas Day. And I thought my family had weird holiday traditions.
I remember that joke.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't told that in a long-ass time.
I like it.
But yeah, no, a friend of mine actually did get a dog that got hit.
Is that same thing that happened?
Yeah, no, it only happened once.
But, oh, okay.
Yeah, but I was like, what if it just keeps happening? Like, yeah. And I got his approval to tell that joke.
Dad just introduces it to the snow before the roads are paved.
Well, we know it's happening. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't done that joke in a while. Probably just keep it dead. You know,
my mom knew a guy who had like a little tiny toy dog or some shit that he had out in the front yard once, and he turned his back for a second. And a hawk swooped it up.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, this boy had some bad luck.
Hawks are brutal, man.
Yeah. All right, let's name this episode. Hawks are brutal.
Did you write anything down?
No, I didn't.
I did not either. Actually...
What about Barry Sanders is my dad?
Why?
Because of the bit we did?
Oh, you said Barry Sanders. You mean Bernie Sanders?
I said Barry Sanders.
No, wait. Is that what you said?
I said Barry Sanders.
I was thinking Bernie Sanders the whole time. Yeah. You said Barry Sanders?
I said Barry Sanders.
Are you
Sanders.
Fucking shitting me?
No, and then I brought Barry Sanders up again right after that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Shit, dude. I thought you were talking about Bernie Sanders this whole time.
I mean, it'd be more likely that he'd be my dad than Barry Sanders. But...
I shouldn't have smoked weed before I did this.
I think it's fun. Right. So, what do you want the name of it to be? Bernie Sanders is my dad.
I thought it was.
We're gonna name it Bernie Sanders is my dad.
Barry Sanders.
No, we're gonna name it Bernie.
How about Barry Sanders is my dad? Parentheses. I thought it was Bernie Sanders. Okay. I legit
just
thought
keep
you said
it long.
Bernie. Did you not?
I didn't at all. I said Barry the whole time.
Damn it.
All right, you guys, you can find me at Jacob Allen Kuban on all the social bullshit. Go check out moistjunk.com.
Oh, yeah, hot dog.
I got all that clothing and stuff. I got a bunch of new shit coming out, a lot of stuff about fingering. It's a fun time. Purchase some shit. Hit me up when you do it, and I may throw in some extra swag and buttons and stickers and Bernie Sanders merch.
Yeah, follow me on... Don't follow me, but... You know, if you want to, KZ_Soddard, all lowercase. I'm going to start tweeting soon, and I'll hate myself for it.
All right, you guys, leave you with a good message here. Just remember, fuck boys, get money.
Exactly. You haven't settled me out with that ish. Hang at the time of the just quit. You can't help with it.
the protein, baby. Bigger games and the up and pleasure. Money, money, love, and then getting for the big money. I'm the queen bee, and I only eat the raw honey. Raw honey, sweet money, but your money smells funny. I went like Victorino, bless up and give me the beat. Tell me I'm about to go scream. Oh, you're gonna go feel me. No, 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 silly boys can't tame me. Benny's the only one who's ever gonna claim me. I'm in love with a price tag. Give me your number, I'ma get that shit right back.
Back, cause the mind's where my mind is at. Oh no.